Hey everybody, thanks for joining us for another Total Divas After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight we're going to feel the glow. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I feel like I need the beat, the bass.
Oh, yes. We're all dancing like a bunch of dorks if you're only listening.
And oh, the lights, yes.
Yes.
There we go.
Naomi lights. Well, it was only appropriate to open to her music tonight as we got to see her Feel the Glow audition and first time that she got to debut it to the crowd. Super fun. Guys, thanks for joining us again this week. I am your host, Megan Stecker, and I'm joined by the full panel tonight. So happy everybody's here. Introduce yourselves, everybody.
What's up, everybody? My name is Anissa Barr. You can find me on all social media sites at Anissa Barr. That is three R's at the end.
Hey, guys. My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, if you want, Snapchat, all that good stuff, at TK Trinidad.
And I'm Bill Hanstock, and you can find me everywhere on social media at Sundown Motel.
And my social media handles are at Megan Stecker, which I forgot to say. Yay! Guys, I have big, big, big news that I was told to do a lot last week, a lot by everybody in the chat. I watched wrestling this week!
Yay!
Guys, I watched Raw, and I watched, was last night's SmackDown new? Like, as a carryover for the Superstar Shake-Up?
Yeah.
Thank you! I did it! I'm in the know! I have some new favorites.
Oh.
I want to say Seth Rollins is my new man.
Yeah.
My
new, that's not surprising.
My not surprised.
He's my new wrestling
Seth
boyfriend.
Or Roman Reigns on the two.
Yeah. Usually the girls go for Roman Reigns.
He's super hottie as well. I don't know. It was with Seth. We looked at each other's eyes and we locked in and we connected. And the New Day is so cute and fun, and I want to buy all their gear.
You should.
The ice cream cart is my favorite. I'm into it. But I feel like I know so much more now. Yay!
I just want to say,
yes,
on behalf of wrestling fans, I'm so sorry that people told you to watch wrestling and you did.
I know. Why?
Because Total Divas is the best part of all of wrestling.
Yeah.
Without having to watch 5 hours of wrestling.
True. Well, I did. They were both recorded, and when it would get really slow or the commercials, I was like fast forwarding right through. Because it was, I was trying to crunch in 5 hours of wrestling. So, but I did it.
Good job.
And I'm excited. So now I feel more in the know.
Yeah.
It's weird to see, like, you're not seeing the divas wrestle every week. It's so many different characters
elements
and superstars, and so.
Oh, wait till you get on the WWE Network.
Shout out! Yeah.
I did a radio show, and one of the fans of the radio show gave me, I guess this is illegal, but whatever. He gave me his password, so I have like the network. Amazing. Shout out to Andre. Thanks, guys.
I'm a proponent of sharing passwords.
There's so many Andres out
Bill's
there.
Bill's like, no, don't
say just don't
that.
Give his last name.
Andre,
don't turn
fun.
That right on.
So Angie Harris is saying, Bill, saying hello. Shout out.
Yeah.
Okay, so much to talk about. So let's talk about the episode and then some fun news at the end we'll get to. We're starting out the episode with Maurice wanting to do something really special for Miz because he's been away and he deserves it. Obviously, one of our fun little storylines that probably didn't generate generically, but I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. I just thought the best part of that was that she couldn't say some of the American words right. Like, what was she saying wrong?
I
just
laughed so hard. Tactful.
Tactful. It's so tactful. I just want to be tactful.
And then Eva's like, speak English, speak English. I'm like, oh, poor Maurice.
Overall, how did you guys like this storyline element to the show?
I mean, I liked it. I think that in relationships sometimes, especially if you're doing like long distance or there's something, you know, you're not there every day, you try to do something special, but it's often the woman's version of what we see on TV that we think is a good idea for the guys, but typically, I don't know if you can speak for men, they don't really, like, all they really want is just to hang out or do, like, you know, pictures would be great, but it's like, okay, put this aside and now we can hang out. So it's kind of one of those things where it's just like what women tend to do. It's like, oh, this would be great, but we actually do it for ourselves.
True.
Often than not. It's like, oh, swimsuit, because I'll look great. I look great at this moment so I can look at myself when I'm 50 and see how great I looked, and I'll also give it to my husband. It's like, badass. So, I like the storyline, obviously.
Yeah, no, just 2 weeks ago for the WrestleMania trip, I was away from my wife for like 4 days, and I was like so ready to see her.
Aww.
So that was nice. But as far as the Maryse and Miz thing, this is where you have the benefit of having that long break in the middle of a season, because if it had happened right after like episode 10 and 11, you would have been like, oh, they were all just in Vancouver together
right.
like last week.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's still nice. Still nice of her to do. It's a little. It got a lot sillier later.
Yeah.
But it started off sweet enough. But I really like the Maryse and Eva Marie dynamic.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
as you saw with the flashbacks later,
she had some issues.
Eva Marie's had such problems with other divas on the show, and it's always been because of dumb stuff, like dumb wrestling stuff. Like, there's really no reason for anyone to have ever not liked Eva Marie.
But it's a girl thing, too.
Yeah, but it's nice that, like, Maryse has come back, and she's also... people don't like her, so... It's a nice little alliance here that they have.
And that Master Cleanse is no joke. It's terrible.
Have but you tried
look,
it?
Yes, I've done it several times. I try to do it, like, twice a year. But you look fabulous and you feel great. And if you are able to complete, like sometimes you can actually do 21 days. If you're able to complete the 21 days, which I've actually done once, you feel like you're walking on water. You feel amazing.
Wow.
But it's just getting past that.
But did you do the seaweed wrap and everything too?
I've done the seaweed wrap. I've done that type of stuff. It just kind of feels like, you know, have you guys got like facials before?
Yeah.
It kind of feels like, you know, when they're doing the extractions for the facials and they kind of do it's that part.
My mom's an esthetician, and she does
gosh.
That.
Well, we need to talk after this.
I was kind of realizing, as you guys were all talking about the episode, it was kind of about trying to please your man in the wrong way for some people.
Mm-hmm.
So Dean really wasn't digging Renee's dinner concept. The photo shoot was maybe about the girls and I see a theme.
Very patriarchal episode.
Yeah.
Ladies, you're going about it all wrong.
Trinity also goes and speaks with Carano, wanting to say, hey, let's get creative to see my new entrance. I really need to test it out and do an audition. And of course, Carano, Mr. Bad News himself.
Oh my gosh, I love him.
Tells her to hit pause.
This was the second week in a row with a really bad Carano outfit, too.
Because
last week he had that horrible suit that he must have gotten from John Cena's tailor. But this week he had like a navy suit with like tan slacks. Like a navy sport coat with like tan slacks.
Mixing and matching.
Yeah, it was just a bad color combo.
His clothes. I'll have to go back and watch when I get home. Is that like his thing now? Like his shtick?
No, it never has been.
Oh.
Well, I mean, like, his stuff before has just been sort of like schlubby, ill-fitting stuff.
Like, yeah.
But now it's just like he's sort of like trying to be like a fashionista, and it's just...
That's not working.
He's not pulling any of it off.
Yeah, he needs to get it tailored or something.
Yeah, but like, I feel for him. It's like, you know, like, oh, you know, I should... try and be like a little bit more like fashion conscious, like, you know, like maybe he's a big fan of Russell Westbrook or something, and he's like, yeah, I need to get like a better fit,
right?
I need to, like, do that, and like, just it's just,
yeah, there's
not
certain suits
out.
That just don't work. But I love Naomi, I love Jimmy, I love the Usos. This there.
Oh, they were another fave. Favorite
when
I was watching wrestling.
They're so good right now, too.
Their gear, I was like,
right,
yes, that's my vibe. Like, the hat and the hoodies, yes. Okay, I was into it.
And she's worked so hard, too. You've seen her over the years, just, you know, from even before WWE as a dancer. Like, she's always worked hard to get to the position that she's at. But I find it funny, though, because they finally kind of gave her the okay to say, okay, well, you can do it at this show or do the test run. And it feels like she's done this before where she, like, I have so much to do, and she's stressing out. But that just seems like her MO. Like, she comes up with the idea. She might do a couple of things, and it's like, oh, here's the date. And she's like, oh, no. But she's done this like 3 or 4 times throughout the season, so I love her for that.
Like,
but she gets it done.
Like when she was trying to, like,
the music video.
That, but what I was thinking of more was when she tried to impress John's kids. So she, like, got a
medicine.
Yeah,
I remember that. Or she had Paige do her hair. Like, why would you?
I know.
You can't do that.
I wouldn't let Paige near anything of any consequence. Like, no offense to Paige.
Yeah, just the black girl hair as a whole. She had to fly her hairdresser from Florida. Like, I empathize. Like, I know the feeling, and it's just like, oh, it's terrible. But I love her. And she gets it done. Great.
True.
It's like she likes that. She's like, she kind of lets it, comes up with the idea, lets it simmer, and has an old crap moment, and then gets it done. Not old crap moments. Like, I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. So I definitely respect her for that, too.
Yeah. Another, example would be when she was freaking out before filming her first movie, and she was trying to cram lines and learn how to ride a bike.
Oh, my gosh. That was good.
She was so mad at her hubby. It was so funny.
But that's how they go well together, because he's just so laid back, and she's just so, like, all the way up there. Like, that's a perfect balance. Like, that marriage, barring, you know, anything crazy happens, that marriage definitely seems like it's gonna last. Like, it's based off of love. Like, you see her Instagram and all this other stuff, so.
And it's so crazy how amazing both Trinity and John are on the show, and how they keep pulling them off the show, like, every other season.
Yeah, I understand that.
I just hope going forward, like, they realize that, like, they have a really good thing with this couple.
Yeah.
But especially now that Naomi is, like, really taking off on WWE, I think it'll be
fine.
Well,
and Paige is probably not going to be there next
season. And also, allegedly, not Eva Marie either.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and Alicia Fox, too. She hasn't, I mean, she's been doing
Foxy
stuff, but
so
I do miss her. She had an interesting, she seemed like she was just struggling to, like, find love.
Foxy's the best.
Yeah.
No.
She's so pretty. Joseph Boza in the chat says, Trinity and John were hilarious testing out her entrance. I thought he would have shocked herself. Oh, I guess that's who she would have shocked herself. John and Trinity is weird. LOL. At one point, Naomi is the heel and Uzos are faces. Then the Uzos are heels and now Naomi is face. LOL. That's from Emmanuel Dominguez.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're not... I haven't really seen them play... There's maybe a couple times where she was like a valet, but I haven't really seen them, like, kind of play together, which I hope eventually will happen. That would be a good one. So, I don't know. Yeah, but it's wrestling.
Well, look how long look how long it took for Nikki and John to be a couple on WWE
and that's
television.
Recently, and they've been together, well, it's only been 3 years, but it's feeling like
But they've been doing, like, since day one of Total Divas.
Yeah.
And they have, like, all of Total Bellas, and it's just, like, it hasn't happened until, like, a few months ago.
I think that's a John call.
Well, no, it's 100% a John call.
Great.
But historically, WWE doesn't, like, put real-life couples on TV together.
Well, then here you go. You got Miz and Maryse.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
There you go. Brie decides to visit Brian backstage. So I remember saying last week to you, like, I was surprised they didn't show Brie's reaction to Brian having this new job. Mm-hmm. You know, what's she doing at home? Is she excited? Is she worried about him? Mm-hmm. What's going on? So they brought her out on the road this week in this episode. And she's a little bored.
I don't blame her. I mean, she's just retired. And, like, as a performer, for doing it for so long, she's probably like, well, what do I do now? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what else to do. And now I feel like she's in this position when Nikki had her neck broken and Nikki didn't know what to do. So she's always leaning on to Brie, and now Brie's now leaning on to Brian because there's nothing else to do.
Right.
And I think that's totally fine, and I think that's probably normal. Like, I don't know what, I mean, maybe in that business, it's normal.
It seems like she has a lot to do. It's just, I think that she's caught between... I guess the fairy tale of what a wife should be, opposed to creating the relationship based off of their life. Like, there's no, you know, book on how this relationship's supposed to be. So I think at the end of the show, we found out that she's discovered that she can still be a really great wife, especially with technology that we have today, and still, you know, be a businesswoman until she gets pregnant, which she eventually did. So
also, as difficult a life as it is to be a professional wrestler, it's almost like being institutionalized. Like, it's a very steep learning curve to learn how to adapt with, like, oh, I'm just home all the time now. Like, and that's one of the reasons why, like, wrestlers never really retire. Yeah. They just, like, get so used to the life and the camaraderie and being on the road.
That's actually just for athletes in general. They say that if you were an athlete in high school, you'll think that you're an athlete until, like, middle of college. If you're an athlete after college or in college, you'll think that you're an athlete until, like, 30. If you're a professional athlete, even if it was from 2 years to 1 year to 10 years, you'll always think that you're a professional athlete. And the transition from professional athlete to, like, I used to run track for Oregon, so we called them civilians. The transition from that to becoming just a regular person is so hard because you've been doing this sport mm-hmm. for, you know, almost as long as you've been alive. So it's definitely, I could see how she's just like, okay, well, what am I supposed to do? But there's things to do. Mm-hmm. There's always something to do. So
wait, does this mean that you've met Puddles?
No.
You never met Puddles?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
All right.
Eventually.
Someday.
Who is that? Someday. Oregon. The Oregon mascot? Duck. Yeah. Oh. Cute.
He doesn't go to the track meets.
Yeah, he does go to the track. Well, I thought you meant I met Puddles, like, underneath Puddles.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. He's Puddles.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
I've met Puddles.
I don't want to know the man behind the mask.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, oh, I was looking at you like, I can't say that.
I don't want you to ruin everything.
Yes, but
veil down.
Yeah, go Ducks.
So Dean and Renee go on vacation. They have a sweet rental at Lake Tahoe. Mm-hmm. Looks like there's a lot to do, a lot of fun to be had. They brought the dog. And Renee is looking for one night of romance. She wants him to dress up. They're going to do dinner out. She's looking for that. Let's see. Maurice and Eva Marie discussed a little bit more about doing a shoot. They've landed on a Baywatch theme. And Trinity tells Natty creative is going to let her do her test run. So she's been told to hit the pause button. Now all of a sudden she's going to get her big shot. It's been 2 years in the making. So Natty's warning her to hustle, 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 get this gear. Now as people that watch wrestling, since I am very new to that apparently as of 1 to 2 days ago, the gear. Is this something they have to, like, sit down and sketch out, and then the seamstresses are making new gear every single week for everybody?
Not every week.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No.
But, yeah, it's definitely something that you have to brainstorm, you have mm-hmm. to sketch out, they have to make it, you have to make sure it fits.
Yeah.
You gotta send it back out for alterations.
And alterations suck balls. Alterations is the worst thing. I find that once, they kind of get the their idea sticks, and it's working with the audience, then they can get more changes.
Okay.
But until that sticks, they tend to stick with the same outfit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what Naomi was doing now, she, if you notice, almost every time you see her on TV, it's something slightly different, mm-hmm. which is really cool. But that outfit that she made, that's spandex, is no joke. It's terrible. So kudos on her.
For people who do watch wrestling and also watch Chill Divas, occasionally you'll see some sort of timeline fudging.
Yeah.
And this was a big one
because
last week they had the draft on Total Divas.
Mm-hmm.
When she debuted, the Feel the Glow was the next week. So this one made it seem like there were several weeks, mm-hmm. maybe like a month between mm-hmm. the draft and the debut of Feel the Glow, but it was all happening. It's sort of like the auditions that you saw of her like running through the entrance
mm-hmm.
definitely happened like before the draft.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The timeline fudging the Total Divas way.
But if you don't, what I suggest is you can go through WrestleMania, and if you don't want to see the whole thing, just look at Naomi's entrance with the state. Like, there's this.
So
how long was that?
Oh, yeah, the ramp was ridiculous.
And then she did the slide. Like, I was so proud of her.
We were in the press box, and we were hoping that they were going to, like, gimmick the ramp so that, like, she would slide all the way.
Oh, my God. Although John looked like he was struggling coming towards the end. That looked like a long run. It's like, oh, there's more.
Yeah. So long.
Keep running.
So long.
So that was the longest ramp in history that they did, right?
Pretty, yeah. It had
I
to
thought,
have been. Because
really,
it started all the way, because the stage was all the way, like, on the edge of the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Like, on the edge of the stadium. And, like, the tunnel came through the top of the stadium. So it was, like, the ramp started, like, at the edge of the stadium.
So how many meters do you think it would be?
Meters?
Like 200 meters or something?
I mean, like, yeah, probably...
Half a football field?
No, it was at least a football field.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, it was at least 100 yards.
Oh, so yeah, that's
about 110. They were in a football stadium,
yeah.
So...
Oh, actually, wow. I heard a rumor from someone that that stadium was so, like, old and the stage took up so much space that they didn't have, like, enough dressing rooms for the wrestlers, so they had to, like, set up tents, like, out and back.
Interesting.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Not just as, like, at the Rose Bowl or something. That would be terrible.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. never go to a Rams game until they go to their new stadium.
Oh, yeah. The Rose Bowl is old and rickety and...
horrible.
What a dump.
I mean, it's historic, but certain things you just can't see there.
It's nice to go to, like, a street food festival.
Yeah. Flea market. Whatever. Maurice decides to go on a 5-day juice cleanse to look good for this Baywatch photo shoot. She's down. So not only is she doing the 5-day juice cleanse, she tortures herself by getting like a seaweed body wrap that starts out with a needle roller.
Yeah.
Does anybody know what the hell this needle roller is?
It's like
I've actually seen it. I think it's I remember I was, like, researching when I was, like, maybe 15, 16. And it was, like, especially starting for your face, like, with scarring.
Yeah, it exfoliates because we collect dead skin cells, especially when we wear a lot of makeup.
Right.
And obviously they look like they do the tanning stuff, too. So it's, like, to take out all the dead skin cells. It's, just like, take off the layer of it. So it's like when you do your face, they kind of do all that stuff, and then you put the mask on and the steam. Same concept, but just for your
body. And also right before the wrap, it would be to open up those pores.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, like...
Okay, so I didn't know they did it all over your body. That's painful. Yeah.
So it probably stimulates collagen as well.
Yeah, just keep everything right and tight.
Because they're young anyway, so...
Well, I mean... I'm not going to say it.
Anyway. Oh, rare.
No, not that, but it's just kind of like there comes to a certain point where, you know, they stay young and then just something happens and then they look, like, older because they've been doing so much. Mm. It's kind of like you have to find that fine balance of, like, going to, like...
So it's kind of like when a girl wears makeup every single day of her life, she takes it off and she looks older than what she looks like.
Right. That's when a girl wears makeup every single day, but what she does is sometimes she'll sleep in it and or she might leave a layer of it because she doesn't get it all off. And then you do that for a number of years and you don't get facials, then you look older because now you have layers
of
skin.
And also they're falling down every day for their job.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
That's a whole other injuries blow.
Monster at Geraldine says, I just looked it up. The ramp was 80 yards.
Oh, yeah. Somebody said 83 a little bit further up, too.
Looked at least the size of a football field from where I was.
Well, 83 is still...
It's a long way.
And Joseph Boza commenting on the scene at Sonia Dakar. What the hell was that? I didn't get the scene, and it was stupid. It reminded me of the Beverly Hills Housewives and what they do to stay young.
We do. I mean, there's a lot.
Look, Joseph, a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do. There's a lot of very expensive. Lots of appointments.
But you can write it off for taxes, so we're all good.
That's true in showbiz. Wow. Yeah.
We'll start getting more facials.
I'm telling you, facials, pedicures, clothing.
Oh,
your feet rubbed.
I'm with the pedicure.
I got my
feet rubbed on the way back. There's a spa on the Orlando airport.
Oh, nice.
I got a foot rub. What's up?
Usually, they have the quick manicure places.
Yeah, I got a 20-minute leg and foot.
Oh, my gosh. Nice. That's what you die for.
Dude was on point.
And you had a guy?
Yeah!
I know sometimes guys are kind of, like, weird about guys with massages.
Maybe he was. I wasn't.
You know what? The one man that works at the nail place I go to gives the best foot massage. Oh, yeah. I'm always like, yes, 5 extra minutes, please. Trinity is disappointed that her new gear is not working out for her. So basically she's only wearing a top, testing it out at home, and it's just not enough. So she's kind of needing a full body, and was she calling it kick pads?
Kick pads, yeah.
So is that the knee to ankle?
Yeah, they slip, so you wear like shoes or boots, and then you slip the kick pads on over them, and they cover the top of the foot and the leg, the shin up to the knee.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Like, I learn something new every day. Thanks, everybody.
No problem.
Brie cannot get the internet to work for her conference call. This made me so annoyed. It's like, first of all, every hotel room I stay at has free internet just for the fact that you got the room.
It depends where you go, what city.
It looked like a nice room, though.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean, like, I don't know if you've been in certain places in L.A., because you figure we're in L.A., there's, like, dead zones. And then they force you to, like, join up this store's internet, and then you're like, I don't want the store to have my internet access to my phone because all my stuff is on my phone. So it's just kind of like one of those things, like, I think Universal's like that. There's a certain point in Universal, like, every time, it's just, my phone just refuses to work.
I was in a, during SummerSlam weekend, I was in a super nice hotel in New York City, and like super super nice hotel, like one of the nicest hotels I've ever stayed in. And the Wi-Fi didn't work in my room.
Yeah, so. And Staples too. I don't know if you've been to Staples for like Raw
Yeah.
You have like so many great pictures and videos, and you're like, no.
I got a okay. So when I went to wrestling in, at the Staples Center, they have the Wi-Fi. You just gotta just put your email in, and that's it, and it goes. And I'm every time I go to Staples Center, I'm hooked to the internet, and I'm
It's I don't like that. Then I get all the spammy emails.
Yes. No, I don't get nothing.
That's So Brie doesn't make it on the call. Their agents cancel on them and want to reschedule. Nikki is beyond annoyed. Well, then she has her, her catty comment of the week that she always has for Brie. Why are you even on the road with Brian? As if visiting her husband at work, at her old workplace, is the worst thing in the world.
I feel like she was being kind of a hypocrite right here, because if Brie wants to go hang out with her, then she's going to want to hang out with John. You know? And I think it's like that twin thing where she's like always attached to Brie. I feel like Nikki's more attached to Brie than Brie is attached to her.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I kind of got annoyed with Nikki with this segment, because I'm just like, dude, like, let the girl do what she wants to do.
Yeah, but that's, do you expect anything less than from her?
Yeah. I mean, that's how she is, but
it's just like if you have like a dog who just constantly poops in that very like that same corner in the house every single like every single day, and then after a year you're just like
after a year
what? My dog was just
like dying.
Not my
no, yeah, my I was saying your sister was pooping in the corner.
No, but no, see what he would do is he'd be pissed off because I didn't, like, there were certain days because I just I work a lot, so there's certain days that I just couldn't get to it. And he's like, okay, well, this is what you get. It's like he was training me.
Yeah.
So the days that I couldn't get to it, he's like, okay, well, this is the corner that you're going to find my poop. So there you go. So
I recommend cats.
I was thinking about it. I was thinking about getting a cat. Litter box. Yeah.
Get your dog litter box.
Teach him how to flush the toilet.
Oh, my goodness. Maurice, so excited for the photo shoot, has a box of props to make her look super official Baywatch, and also those mobile makeup stations, which I can't imagine where she thought she might plug that in on the sand.
I wonder why she needed those for. Like, how, what does that have to do with you trying to be Baywatch? Like, I didn't understand.
I think that was a producer thing.
Yeah. This was all
like, let's just throw a bunch of stuff in the car, because they've obviously done photo shoots on plenty of occasions.
And then none of the production crew couldn't help them. Like, they like struggling. And also the fact that the photographer costs $3,800 or something like that.
That's, you can go from that discount. To, yeah, that's LA.
Yeah, but I mean, you can also take a nice, good picture off of a really good Nikon camera and then Photoshop it.
I found my best photo shoots were the free ones that, like, my friend's like, hey, why don't we, like, they're like photographers, like, why don't we just take pictures? I'm like, sure. Those are the best ones, and the ones I've actually paid for, I rarely use those pictures. So the homie hookup usually the best at it.
One of the weirdest things about this episode was because we were watching it on the TV here with the captions on, and when the videographer came over, the lower third, so his name was Chewy. But then in the captions, his name was Jorge.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh. And I was like, are these captions racist?
It's actually a Chewy Jorge.
Oh, okay.
Could be. There you go.
Could be.
And that's possible.
Yeah, sure.
We're in LA.
Dean tells Renee she's hanging around with the Bellas too much. She pulled a bait and switch, pretending she just was a beer chick.
I don't blame her.
And now she wants her fancy night out. So he's like,
there's nothing wrong with that. You can be both.
Yeah. Exactly. Because I drink
this
everything.
Episode proved what we've all suspected all along, that Dean Ambrose is the least romantic person ever, who will not put any effort into anything ever.
I don't know. I
did like what he said at the end.
Yeah.
But, like, you're on vacation. Your significant other, like, wants this one thing from you.
Right.
Like, you can't even, like, fake that you're having a good time for like 5 minutes.
But here's the problem. She's probably, I think she's mentioned it throughout the episode that she's kind of went his, like the way he wanted for this relationship. Yeah. So if she didn't kind of want, like, say, put her point out there in the beginning of the relationship, then why should he expect anything different? I mean, I see what you're saying, but it's just kind of like you just allow somebody to treat you a certain way or do a certain thing, and then selfish.
But if you love someone, like, it's not a binary thing. It's not like, I'm going to be this way forever. It's like, oh, I want to do something special for a change, for one night.
Yes.
Like, okay, cool.
And I agree with Renee. I mean, at least they tried it and see if it worked for them, but at the end it isn't what, you know, for them. But, like, Dean and Renee are my favorite couple, and I love them. And in my head, I think Dean Ambrose is, like, my brother. So, like, I think he's, like, the coolest, like, brother ever. So, like, for him to be like, oh, I don't want to do that, like...
Well, at least he tried.
At least he did try, and he put the effort. No. And you know what? He really didn't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think he could pull out, like, some... He'll be that one person that pulls out that if they ever tell about how they got engaged. Mm-hmm. I think that would have been... I hope it's not like they were having chicken wings. Like, it seems like that's possible, but it also seems like he could have, like, okay, this is the woman I want to be with. I'm going to try something a little bit different. Not go cheesy.
Dean Ambrose absolutely hit a ring on Wingstop
box. Well, I think maybe because, like, Dean Ambrose likes to do hiking a lot. Mm-hmm. He likes to hike, so maybe... You know, he probably pulled it out.
Yeah, while the sun was setting.
Yeah, or maybe with his little dog that they have together, have him in a collar and there's a ring and they come doable. In. You know, something cute.
As long as he's not wearing a suit.
So Dean pretends he's choking to where, you know, the suit is choking him. But I did look up this restaurant on Yelp, and it's not some super fancy, overpriced.
It didn't look like it.
Definitely like a middle of the road, like everyday restaurant. Yeah. They were filming so early that the place was still empty.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so.
The walls weren't, like, there's nothing on the walls. There was nothing.
The bottle of wine was like a split with a twist cap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it was, like, Dean doing his best acting to pretend like this was the worst thing ever and disgusting.
The only thing that, like, I do enjoy, like, Dean and Renee on the show, but, like, the only thing that bums me out about Dean is, like, he doesn't. Like, there's never a moment, and I get it, he doesn't want to, like, he clearly doesn't want to be on Total Divas.
Right.
And he usually doesn't want to be anywhere that he's at most of the time. But, like, I just kind of want to see just, like, once or twice, like, a glimpse of, like, why Renee's, like, so into Dean. Like, because up until, like, the Lady and the Tramp thing, it's like, he never is excited to be anywhere. He's never excited to do anything. He's always just, like, rolling his eyes, pretending to sleep, pretending to fall off a bench. Like, he's never serious, ever.
Although that one time where the guy took her hat and he chased down. Like, I mean, I think he's just real. It's like, you can meet those guys who, like, oh, they pretend to be certain way to get to you. Mm-hmm. And then they're not that person. Like, this is who he is. And you can respect the person's, like, okay, well, this is what I get. I know this person's most likely going to be the same person. I mean, you can't get any more grungier than what he is now. Right. He's most likely going to be the same person for the next 20 years. And if you can take that baggage, then, you know, roll with it. So
I get that take that he's real, but he just reminds, like, everything about him that we see on Total Divas, that we see on WWE TV, just reminds me of Paul Rudd's character from Wet Hot American Summer, where he's just like, like, nothing's cool. Like, he's too cool for all of this. He's too cool for that chick. He's too cool for this. Just rolling his eyes.
Yeah, but I think there's more than that than what we see on TV.
We're not
going
to see it.
I'm just saying, we see glimpses from every... Like, we even occasionally see a glimpse from John Cena, where he stops being John Cena for, like, 3 seconds at a time. But
just 3 seconds.
I don't think we're ever going to see it. No. From Dean.
Maybe if they do pull the situation that they had this weekend, it could possibly do that.
Yeah, maybe. I'm just saying, like, that's what I want to see out of Dean.
I don't know. I don't think he'll sign up on that. Like, the whole wedding thing or just the...
Yeah, no, I've talked to him in person. I don't think he's going to sign off on that either. I'm just saying, that's what I want from Dean Ambrose.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to get it.
I know.
Are you saying that you're friends with Dean?
No.
No. I got a little excited.
AJO134 in the chat says, Dean doesn't want to be a gentleman. He just wants to be a dude. I would agree. to finish up some storylines, Maurice is bossing everyone around hangry at the beach for the photo shoot. They try to do a couple takes when she's warned them, let's do one take. And she has no energy, is too tired, yeah. and hungry.
Yeah, that master cleanse, you can't do... Yeah, it's no.
It just exhausts you?
Yeah, you're essentially... It's the one that she looked like she... I think she... Well, one, they showed she's having this green drink, which is a totally different cleanse. But she said the master cleanse, which is lemon, cayenne pepper, and organic maple syrup. And that's all you have. Mm-hmm. And then you do, like, a salt water cleanse, which is totally gross. I'll let you look that up. And then you have, like, tea. So that's all you have. And you can go for... The minimum you have to go at, I believe, is 5 to 7. And people can go to, like, 21. But you're depleted. After day, like, 4... You usually can, you're functional, but the first 3 days are terrible. Oh. And then you add the sun, and now she's trying to run. Like, it's just not a, yeah. Like, yeah. they just needed to sit in the sand and take some pictures. The active shots, which I don't even understand with the videographer, because she wanted to take pictures, and there's video, like.
So, the whole thing was so silly.
Yeah.
I want to say that videographer was actually part of the Total Divas crew, maybe. And they threw him in there and, like, gave him a line so that she could be even more
But also,
bitchy.
Like, how weird is it where it's like, oh, we should do something cool for our men. Let's take pictures together? Like,
well, I mean, they're both hot.
Sure, but that's so weird.
That just is like, a little weird.
Yeah. That
where
was
it's
weird.
Like, hey, I did something nice for you. Here's pictures of me and my good friend's asses. Like, is that cool? Like, I'd be like, whoa, is this a trap? What's happening?
They need to take a picture out of a page out of Real Housewives of Atlanta where Cynthia did something like that. But Cynthia did, I think she had, like nude. And also, I think Kris Jenner did one, too, when Bruce was Bruce.
Oh, yeah. I remember that show with one of the Brady Boys had his own show as an adult.
Was it Surreal Life with the model?
Yeah, with the model when they got married and everything. Mm-hmm. She kind of did, like, a photo shoot with her with her friend, and he was like, why would I want this?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like in that scenario. Like, why would you want...
What are you supposed to do with it? Because we don't really do pictures anymore.
Put it in a frame.
They'd be just better off doing a very secure, a very, very, very secure selfie on a BlackBerry and sending it to them.
Maybe we'll see some of that next week. We saw the preview.
So, Nikki and Bree have a little heart-to-heart over Bree missing the phone call. It is... all okay after she admits, you know what, I'm in a weird spot right now. She decides she's going to take herself seriously and put herself first. It's okay with Brian. And she's back on the road working with Nikki. And Trinity does her entrance 3 times, auditions it 3 times in front of the creative team that she can't see. She's a little nervous. But it turns out they love it. And she gets her big entrance, and it's a hit. The crowd, like, I had goosebumps watching, because I feel like the crowd was dying over it. Yeah, they loved it.
Wrestling fans watching that entrance live, like, everybody was losing their minds. They were like, this is the coolest thing that's ever happened. Like,
well, which one's better? Wyatt or Trinity?
Oh, Trinity, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like the lights.
Well,
and
I mean, we've seen Wyatt for so long.
Yeah. It's still kind of memorable. Yeah.
But I like Trinity's entrance, too, because it pumps everybody up.
Yeah.
For, you know.
So. And then especially when sometimes she does the booty shake, sometimes she doesn't.
Yeah. But also, like, she has so much energy, too, by dancing, doing that, and then wrestling. Yeah.
And then you should see, have you seen the Instagram videos of her working out?
No.
Hilarious.
Really?
There's one where she kicks John in the face with the Bosu ball.
Sorry. Aw. Yeah. I love those two. They're comedians. Yeah.
I think that's my favorite couple.
Two. Yeah. Let's get to a little news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Oh, there we go.
There we go, guys. So the last couple nights we had the Superstar Shake-Up. So last week we were talking about the draft, and everybody in the chat and you were totally settled on, like, SmackDown is so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Now what do you guys think as far as who has moved to different nights? Is it you know, is one still better
SmackDown
than the other?
SmackDown.
Still better.
SmackDown.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you think about them sending Maryse and Miz to Raw?
I'm excited for Miz and Maurice because they've been doing such amazing work for so long now. Mm-hmm. Like, just ever since the draft, even before that, like, they've just been killing it. And I'm really excited at the potential for them to, like, do bigger things in front of a bigger audience from week to week. We don't know if they're going to get that chance yet, but it's cool that they're moving over there where they can work with different people and be in different situations.
Different storylines.
I love the Cena and Nikki bit. I think it's hilarious. They capture them, I would say.
The Miz's, like, Cena posture with, like, the ass out
is,
like, the best.
Oh my gosh.
What else? Dean and Renee got married. So
confirmed it.
They were wearing their wedding rings on Monday night. Everybody noticed. And it was all over social media blowing up. So we definitely had some people contacting us all over Twitter. So thank you guys for that. Initially Tuesday, somebody dug up the marriage license, and that was kind of floating around on Twitter. And then Renee went ahead and confirmed it with WWE.com. So according to them, they got married Sunday in Vegas. So congratulations. And I wanted to know your guys' opinion on this. I noticed that Eva changed her hair's dark again. She dropped WWE from her social media accounts. And then there was a headline from, what fitness magazine was it? They did a story with her on her favorite workout jams, and they went ahead and put former WWE in the title, which then they had to delete. So do you guys think she's done forever? It's just a suspension thing?
I think she's done. Here's the thing. I like her on Total Divas. I do. But
wrestler.
I don't like her as a wrestler. I don't. And a lot of people can back me up on that. But I do. Keep her on Total Divas. I mean, I know she's not probably with WWE anymore, but, like, I don't know why. I just like her on reality TV. Just don't be a wrestler.
It's like Housewives, but they're not really Housewives. So it's doable.
I've
heard rumors that it wasn't, because I heard she got suspended, I think, twice within the last year.
She only got suspended once.
Because she was... Oh, okay, because she was
She got suspended, and then she went straight from her suspension to the Nicolas Cage movie that she was filming.
Right. And then I thought, because she had come... Okay. So, because she had came into TMZ to talk about it, so it was a trip. But anyways, I heard that her contract, I heard that they didn't re-sign her. That was kind of what I've
That's what I heard, too. I believe what's going to happen is that they're going to let the end of the season play out on Total Divas, because... Can't really release someone to announce that they're not with the company anymore while they're still on. Like, even though Total Divas isn't, like, produced by WWE, it's still, like, a joint thing. So I'm extremely sad about it because Eva Marie is, like, my favorite person. I was absolutely loving what she was doing on SmackDown before she got suspended. I thought it was, like, the most creative stuff ever. I was so excited about Eva Marie for so long, and I'm very sad if she's done with WWE. I'm very sad if she's done with Total Divas, because I love Eva Marie, I love Jonathan, and I'm going to miss them very much if it's true.
It just seems like she was caught between, you know, whether, like, she had both elements of being, like, extremely hot and an athlete, and it just seems like she was just trying to figure out, it seemed like she was putting hot first before the athlete, which let her performance suffer a little
bit. Well, the thing that makes her so invaluable as a wrestler, as a WWE talent, is that people legitimately hate her.
Love to hate her.
And it's really, really difficult to find someone that people just naturally hate. And that's so marketable and so valuable in wrestling that you would think that you would just try and hang on to that for as long as you can. Because she's guaranteed heat. She's guaranteed that people are going to hate her for as long as you put her on television. Yeah. So you can run her up against anyone, and that'll be a dynamite program because people are just going to want to see Eva Marie get beat. But I think what she was trying to do was, like, she did these two movies back-to-back, a Nicolas Cage movie and then another movie, and they're not, like, WWE Studios movies. They're not small movies. They're, like, legit movies.
Which is what she was trying to do.
Yeah, that she's doing, because she wanted to be the first female Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, she's got, like, legitimate representation. She's, like, her website and her clothing line and her supplement
line
and her... cosmetics line is taking off. All that stuff is selling out as soon as she puts it up on her website. So she's, like, killing it, like, on all fronts. And I think it's probably just a situation where maybe she wanted more money than they were willing to spend. Maybe she just is at a point where she's too busy in her other walks of life to do it. Like, whatever the case may be, like, I'm surprised that WWE doesn't want to re-sign her. And, like I said, it's very sad to see her go.
Last topic, Lana coming to SmackDown next week. We saw a promo video
Was very weird.
TV. I was so confused by it. And I was like, do they normally do this for people? I don't know. I was so confused by it. Are we excited, not excited? What are we expecting? Is she going to have an actual match?
I'm excited. I feel like she gave me more of like a Fandango type of dancer vibe. But I think this is now her way into saying, I'm now going to be wrestling in the ring. And I hope that. And I do want to see that. And I did see online that she did perform during house shows for NXT. And some people said that she did really well. So I want to see her wrestle. And I thought she did pretty decent at WrestleMania 2 years ago.
I mean, if you're gonna try Lana as her own thing as a wrestler, this is the time to do it, because Rusev's still out for another 2 months. So why not roll with that? She's been, like you said, she's been training at the Performance Center at NXT for a long time. She's still only ever had the one match on WWE television at WrestleMania last year. Let's try it now. If it doesn't work, just put her back with Rusev when he comes back.
Yeah.
I think she's so pretty. I want to see, like, her style. Like, she's giving me, like, a whole Chicago routine in that video. So I'm like, let's see what she's got cooked up as a match. We'll see. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us and everybody in the chat. We were super excited to chat with you all. And you guys can keep the conversation going online with us this week. Bill, where can they talk with you?
You can find me on Twitter at SonomoTel. You can also check out all of the stuff that we do over at UpRocks. You can check out our pro wrestling hub at withspandex.com and uprocks.com/sports. We write about wrestling every day, give you all the news that we think that you need. I will have my Total Divas recap up tomorrow.
You can find me at TKTrinan on everything. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And you guys could find me at Anissa Bar. That is 3 R's for every social media site that is out there. Also, please watch X-Pac 12360 that aired today. We had Adrian Street. And let me tell you guys, this was such a good interview. Like, he talks about a little bit about Dusty Rhodes and amazing and how his character, and it was just great.
Check that out, guys. You can find me everywhere on social media at Megan Stecker. And stay tuned to my Twitter. I have a new project, should I call it, coming out with a reality star. If you guys are fans of reality, it is someone from the Bravo family. So stay tuned to that. It'll be coming up very soon. We'll chat with you guys next week. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.